Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the tragic shooting, the mass murder by an LGBTQ sodomite wannabe male in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm calling today's broadcast Going Into the Reprobate Mind. Why do I do that? Why do I use that term? Because in Romans, the first chapter, in verse 28, the scripture says, "And even they that did not retain God in their own knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." Being filled, in verse 29, 30, 31, I want to read these verses, ladies and gentlemen, because it points out the mindset of this shooter, spelled out here in the scripture. Very clear. "Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, for those which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same thing, but have pleasure in them that do them," end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, the previous verses before that point out what's taking place. It's the sodomite lifestyle. It's the transgender agenda of the LGBTQ. And I'm looking at one headline that says, "Trans shooter preferred target had too much security." And that's just the hypothetical, because they're going by the manifesto that they have not revealed to the public. But the manifesto and the maps and the list of the places that she, him, shim was planning on hitting that day. First 2 or 3 evidently had too much security. So drop down the list then, as I would call it. And the next thing on the list was the Christian school, the Christian church, the academy, that according to the articles that I've read, that the parents, which were highly religious, one article said, wanted to keep their daughter, i.e. this individual, 28 years old, in Christian school. This daughter rejected, fought against the parents about that, and even still living with the parents, 28 years old, still living at home, and understand there had already been some discussion. We'd call it family fights, feuds, in relationship to the parents trying to get her back on the right track, trying to prevent her from continuing down the road of a sodomite lifestyle with the LGBTQ agenda. But ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. What do you think is the cause, the rationale behind the shooting? What do you think needs to be done? Do you think the manifesto needs to be publicly made available through the law enforcement? The police chief initially with his first conference said there was a manifesto and that they would release it. And now the latest news this morning, they've determined not to release it. My question is why? What's so explosive in it that they do not want the public to know? What category of individuals would it put in the focus of what caused this? I'm looking at a headline that says, "The media twist themselves into knots on how to identify transgender school shooter. Corporate media outlets have stumbled around the name and pronouns of the shooter who killed three school children and three adults Monday after the public learned that the killer was a transgender. Police identified Audra Hale, a 28-year-old woman who used male pronouns and identified as a transgender, as the person behind the shooting. But initial reports referred to Hale as a woman. Mainstream outlets had initially called Hale a woman in their headlines, in all of their stories, in their tweets. Then, rather than referring to the killer by preferred pronouns, some outlets are avoiding references to the gender altogether. New York Times corrected the record on Twitter after publishing an article soon after the shooting illustrating how rare mass shootings are by females, they said. There was confusion later on Monday about the gender identity of the assailant in the Nashville shooting. Officials said I had used she and her to refer to the suspect, who, according to the social media post and LinkedIn profile, appeared to identify as a man. USA Today made a similar post on Twitter after identifying the shooter as a woman. Police on Monday afternoon said that the shooter was a transgender man. The outlet wrote, officials had initially misidentified the gender of the shooter. The Washington Post avoided using the term male or female pronouns at all because, and just started calling the shooter Hale, H-A-L-E, which was the individual's name. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a society today where there's a fear with the political left, with the woke society that we're in, with the woke culture that we live in. There's a mindset that is an element in society, that is a part of society, that is a subset in society, i.e. that, speaking of the sodomite agenda, the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ agenda, that must be protected at all costs. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I've said it before on this broadcast. Had that been a white man that wearing a MAGA hat, they would have said it's the white supremacist or their Trump follower. First thing they would have jumped to. Now, this is a LGBTQ woman, a female gender that's a wannabe man. And now all of a sudden they're pulling in the sidewalks trying to prevent the general public from hearing and knowing the mindset behind that and what has taken place. And yet there's a push today that somehow, some way, we need to overlook that. That is a protected area in society that somehow, some way, you're not supposed to talk about it because it is protected. Headline, Nashville Christian school shooter identified as a transsexual. Ladies and gentlemen, I touched on a portion of this earlier. The tragedy occurs just days before a planned day of vengeance by the transgenders across America. Now, what were they going to vengeance against? What was the vengeance what is the vengeance that is planned? Now, whether or not this will call that off or not, I know with Elon Musk, with Twitter, they've just canceled all of the tweets in relationship to the day of vengeance that's planned, had already been planned for March 31st through April the 2nd. So it was all right for that to be planned. It was all right for that to go forth. DOJ wasn't interested in that kind of tweets. They were not interested in trying to stop that. But had it been President Trump saying something about gathering together for a rally at the Capitol grounds on January the 6th, all of a sudden he's an insurrectionist. All of a sudden he's the causative factor behind that riot that took place on January the 6th, notwithstanding all of the mitigating circumstances around the clear Donald J. Trump. The point I'm making is simply digressing with illustrations to make the point that they're wanting to circumvent the fact that a day of vengeance has been planned and may still be carried out across America by the sodomites and the LGBTQ community, even with having, and I did not know this until reading several of these articles, having already been pushing for a fundraiser in order to get weapons for and to provide training for using the weapon by the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ agenda in America, planning for the day of vengeance. Now, what does that connote? It connotes rage. It connotes a shooting. It connotes killing of those that are innocent. And yet Biden and others are saying it's the guns. I'm looking at the headline. Biden administration blames the Republicans for the Nashville school shooting, demands a return of the ineffective assault weapons ban. Joe Biden administration has blamed the Republicans for the grade school shooting on Monday that killed three adults and three children. The shooting occurred at the Covenant Christian Academy in Nashville when a 28-year-old woman armed with two assault-style weapons and a handgun and gunned down three children and three staff members. Police said the woman is a former student at the private Christian campus. The Biden administration quickly politicized the tragedy by blaming Republicans and calling on a reinstatement of the notoriously ineffective 1994 federal assault weapons ban. Biden said, how many more children have to be murdered before Republicans in Congress will step up and act to pass the assault weapons ban, end quote. And the article goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. The point is that Joe Biden says, in essence, closing a blind eye to what took place, the motivation behind it. He's not interested in the manifesto. He's not interested in the planned day of vengeance across America to shoot people, to kill people, to riot, and perhaps burn buildings as a result of retaliation against the straight people, as they would view it, in America. And this LGBTQ wannabe male decided, in my opinion, decided that I'm going to get ahead of the day of vengeance, wrath that's going to be poured out on those in America that are planning that day of vengeance. By the way, just for your edification, when we talk about going inside of a reprobate mind, the word reprobate means depraved, corrupt, sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, damned, debauched, desolate, corrupt, lost-minded, unruly. So can you imagine if that's what the Bible talks about with a reprobate mind? Sure, that person was probably under some counselor's care because of a reprobate mind, a demonic mind. It was causing it and promulgated and brought this about. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over your question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, it's sad to see what this small minority or perverted has done in this country. And this is more minority. When you look at the percentage nationwide, it's less than 5% about all these mentally confused people. And they're trying to impose it on the rest of the nation. But they use, you know, the demon possesses radio stations, TV networks, media outlets, Hollywood, hip-hop, and all that nonsense to spread demons on the country. Before they were on the, you know, they were on the hiding, but now they are on the open. Because we got a clown in the White House that he applauded all this nonsense. So as Christian, brother, we have to know, and I'm pretty sure you know 100%, this is a spiritual battle, and all these people out there that control and are demon-possessed. And the one, the newborn Christians that are listening to me, they know what we're talking about because the Bible speaks of those things, you know. It's only a person that is demon-possessed that made those things. But now they feel like they got a friend in the White House and with the Democrats. Those bodies have not been buried yet. Those parties are still mourning, and they are now trying to blame on playing on the blame game and everything. That's despicable, brother. They have no shame, at least lack of respect, you know what I mean, for the families. Show some respect. And the saddest thing is they are blaming the gun. Wait a minute. The gun didn't walk on his own, get to the school. Somebody with a perverted and demon-possessed mentality did it, tormented by demons. But they don't see that. You know what I mean? There was a news last week. A husband killed his wife at a Bible study with a knife. Mm. So are they going to go after the knife now? Are they going to go, remember those Muslims in Europe? They were using cars and minivans and trucks to kill people on the streets. I mean, this is the hypocrisy. I mean, this is crazy. At least, you know, let those people mourn these families, and then you can say something more productive. This, what they do, they plan on dividing this country. Now you got a particular, the minorities are victims always, which I refuse. I'm not a victim because I'm a new person in Christ. The old thing passed, they are all made new. I refuse to be a victim, even though I'm a minority. And now you got the LGBT community that you have to bow down to all their perversion. But you know what? The Church of Jesus Christ, we're not going to bow down to these people. All we got to do is just pray for them, love them, and let them know that if they continue in that lifestyle, they're going to end up in a place, you know, that is not too pleasing for them, and they need to repent, because if they die living that lifestyle, they're going to end up in hell. I'm not saying that. The Bible said it, brother. And I think this is the sign of the last days. You know, the devil knows that the time is short. That's why he's doing all this nonsense. And we have to keep preaching and keep talking what the Bible says. No matter what the cost, we have to pay. God first, God second, God third. Whatever comes after is fine, but God has to be number one in our lives. God bless you, brother. And this is the battle that we're waging in this country daily. That's why we need to pray and fast and speak truth. Yes. Thank you, brother. I'm going to keep listening.
Yes, thank you so much, Jose. Thank you for your input. You're exactly right. And on the heels of what Jose just said, I'm looking at an article that says, Monday, the 28-year-old woman who was transgender went by him or he pronouns, shot through Covenant School doors, before firing and killing three children and three adults. According to the Nashville police, they said that the former student had a history there. What does it mean, had a history there? And some resentment, according to CBS News, of all places. It was the only school on the target, Nashville Police Chief John Drake said in the Monday press conference. So it was something that was planned. It was something that was born out of resentment, and it was something I believe that was the mindset of the LGBTQ sodomite mindset that said, I'm going to get ahead of the day of vengeance that's planned across America. What does it mean, day of vengeance? Love to hear from you. What do you think? 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you very much for your radio program. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you. And this is Brother Kevin. I think that I don't believe anything the media says anymore, Dr. Youngblood. There's been a lot of false flags that have been proven false flags, like that shooting that was in the grocery store. I forgot where that was. It was in Kentucky or Ohio or something like that. That was proven totally false. There was no blood when he shot the people in the video. So there's a lot of things that I don't believe the media. The people that got killed, there were three and three. Three is the number of the Illuminati. All the adults that were killed were 60, 61, and 62, 666. You know, it's just we don't believe none of this stuff until they show us the birth certificates, the proof. You know, the video of the people being shot by the killer, we don't believe it, and the blood flowing out of them. I don't believe nothing they do. Another thing is that now that they have lesbian, LGBTQ killing people like that, so they're now terrorists. These people are now considered terrorists in our country, right?
They should so be, but the DOJ, Merrick Garland, is not considering it even as a hate crime. And, Kevin, one of the things that I called to your attention and ask you a question, headline says, I lost my daughter. The social media post and the mother of the trans Christian school shooter emerge. It's very, very difficult right now, the mother said, for the family before asking for privacy. I think I lost my daughter today. A neighbor told the news outlet that Audrey Hale, that's the mother, or the one, lived with her parents, who were described as very nice and very religious. And this mother is mourning the loss of her daughter. But it is evident, based on the articles and the data that I have read, is that there was a stress in the family because this 28-year-old was still sponging off mom and dad at home. And as a result of that, mom and dad were still trying to focus her life. In fact, another article, Kevin, I'll touch on and then ask you a question. Did shooter target Christian school for religious reasons? Police chief speaks out. The Nashville police chief told reporters Tuesday that he could not confirm whether or not the Covenant School religious affiliation made it the target of the school shooting of the transgender student. Drake, that's the police chief, said during a press conference, she targeted that particular church, that particular school. We know she was a student there at the church at one point, but unsure if that was the reason behind it. They're touching on that, Kevin, I believe, because if they ever, ever, ever release the statements that was made and left behind as far as what they're calling the reason behind it and the documents that was left, I think that once they do that, if that is ever done, called the manifesto, I believe it will reveal the fact that it was, in fact, a target as a result of resentment for the pastor, for the preaching, for the theology, for the doctrinal stand, and for the anger at mom and dad for placing her in that school. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that's an excellent thing to say, that we should know the true intents and motives in a person's heart. That if it was targeting actually the pastor in that, I mean, this has been done before. People trying to kill pastors, like John Hagee was trying. Some guy tried to shoot him point blank, and the gun misfired. But this has been done numerous times, so I wouldn't doubt it. The thing is, I believe that the Bible codes are showing we're now entering into this 7-year tribulation period from 2022 to 2029. I believe that's what the codes are showing, as I seen last night about the Ohio derailment and the train derailment. It says bitter waters. It's encoded in the bitter waters of the Ohio train derailment that happened. So, you know,
one of the great things is that the church, the body of Christ, will be raptured out, will be suddenly seized, will not face the tribulation days that's spoken of in the 7 years. There will be tribulation, that is, the word telepsis, meaning pressure and problems and difficulties for the Christian, leading up to the snatching away by the rapture of the church and then the tribulation taking place. The tribulation for the 7 years is where God's wrath, W-R-A-T-H, it's the word thumos in the Greek text, means his white-hot anger. Literally, God will be bent out of shape with those that have said no to Jesus Christ that's left behind to face the wrath of God. But, Kevin, thank you so much for your call and for your input. You're on target, brother. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm calling it going into the reprobate mind. When you study the scripture and you understand the mindset of a reprobate mind, it literally hates God. It rejects God, rejects God's word, rejects anyone, anybody, anything that will stand in the way of that lifestyle and that demented, demonic approach to life rather than being obedient to the lordship of Jesus Christ. I'm looking at an article that says, Nashville mass murder shines spotlight on the trans violence and all of its enablers. Let me read that headline again. Nashville mass murder shines spotlight on trans violence and its enablers. Let me read just a paragraph or two. The mass murder Monday morning by a gender-confused woman of three young children and three adults inside the Nashville Christian Elementary School is shining a spotlight on the transgender activist violence and extremism in America and the progressive enablers who provide them cover for their actions. As millions of Americans and people across the world watch the Nashville police body cam video footage of a gun-toting Audrey Hale, a transgender-identified woman, striking her victims at the Covenant Christian School before being shot dead by quickly pursuing police, various medias and special interest groups chastise conservatives for focusing on the trans issue instead of focusing on the gun control and Republicans. The Republican anti-LGBTQ legislation that supported it supposedly gave rise to this violence. The public discussion of the trans and activist violence did not sit well with the LGBTQ sympathizers, this article reads, including many in the media who enable it by looking the other way. Very few, I'm still reading in the article, very few journalists were as blatant as Orin, O-R-I-N, Rumler, a former Axios reporter and self-described trans man, he, him, who tweeted, several conservatives and far-right media figures are using the Nashville shooter's reported transgender identity to shift the conversation from gun control, end quote. This particular one tweeted and retweeted by the National Lesbian and Gay Journalist Association, or the NLGJA, a professional organization for the LGBTQ+ sodomite journalist. I'm adding the word sodomite. You wouldn't know it by following the mainstream media, but trans-oriented violence and the free speech crushing radicalism that surrounds it crops up often enough that it is starting to get serious attention and even media coverage. What follows are some of these examples that goes into great detail. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, there's the mindset by the media that because we as conservatives, we as Christians, we as central Biblicists, we as God-fearing Americans, we see the LGBTQ sodomite agenda as being wicked, evil, immoral, ungodly, and unholy, and ought not to be promulgated in our society. As a result of that, we are considered the evil, wicked ones. We're considered the ones that's against what is taking place, and it should not be, we should not be against it. And as one of our callers recently said, there's less than 5%, in fact, the number's truly around 3.5 to 4% that identify as sodomites or LGBTQ community in America, and yet they control about 98% of the media. I find it absolutely sad that that is the case and that is true. It's as a result, ladies and gentlemen, this is happening as a result of the national plummeting of those that are what you would call constitutionalists, those that are for our constitutional republic, those that are for patriotism and religion and community. Headline says, traditional values like patriotism, religion, and community have plummeted dramatically among Americans, according to the latest poll. The long-held values like patriotism and religion and community involvement are in retreat across America. Wall Street Journal NORC survey found that just 38% of Americans say patriotism is important to them, down from 70% in 1988. Slightly more Americans, 39%, place the same importance on religion, down from 62%, very important to them 25 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're watching the implosion of our nation morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, doctrinally, economically, and politically as a result of turning our backs on God, as a result of saying no to God, as a result of not having any interest in morals and ethics and values. This is the reason you're finding church after church across America that's closing and selling the property because of the implosion morally, ethically, religiously, and theologically in our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 28 through 32, we're finding today the sodomite lifestyle that God calls a reprobate mind. It seems to be in control of the media in America and in all of the Biden administration. This is the reason you see Joe Biden pushing the transgenderism, even in our military, offering now to pay for transgender surgeries, barbaric surgeries, for military personnel, wherever they are located in America or around the globe, and pushing that agenda of transgenderism, it's destroying the morals and ethics, the warp and the woof of our society. Brings about what we've just witnessed with the killing, the murder, the mass murder of six people as a result of the anguish, the anger, the hatred in the heart for anything that's moral and ethical and godly. Ladies and gentlemen, it deserves our attention. It deserves our prayer. We need to hold these families up in our prayer and pray that God would get the attention of our nation to turn back to God. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Face the issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University. 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.3.